All right, my next guest is Todd Benzman, senior national security fellow for the Centers for Immigration Studies and the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Todd, nice to see you back here again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I understand you just got back from spending some time in Juarez, one of the hot spots on the border for the flood of illegals coming in. Give us a recap, if you would.
Yeah, so much going on in that sector, Juarez, El Paso. For one thing, you got Governor Greg Abbott building massive fortifications against the illegal immigration happening there, barbed wire in depth, lots and lots of National Guard and state troopers. And then you have immigrants that are absolutely just all day cutting the wire, trying to defeat his fortifications to get just past the Texans where Joe Biden's Border Patrol agents are standing by to let them all in immediately. And that's why they just keep pushing and pushing and cutting to get through there. Very interesting dynamic. And there's also an epidemic of runners on the west side where the La Linea cartel is just cutting through a wall over there, an eight-mile wall, and putting hundreds and hundreds through every night into New Mexico, where he is unopposed because that's a Democratic governor.
So we just stand here and do nothing while they cut holes in the wall, basically give the finger to the United States, to our laws, to our border. They don't care. It's unenforced. This is the policy, isn't it, Todd? Open borders. That is the current policy of the United States government, because there's no other way to explain this, because you could close the border with National Guard. You could close the border with local sheriffs. You could deputize people. You could bring in the local police. There's 100 things you could do in 72 hours to close the border. So open borders must be the policy of the United States government.
Well, it's not must be. It totally is. It just simply is the policy. And I spent a lot of time with the immigrants, and they all know it. The immigrants will tell me over and over again, I'll ask, why are you coming? What's the news about the border that's making you come now? And they're like, well, they're letting us in. All my friends, all my relatives.
Yeah, they're letting us in. And we were talking in the break here, and I want to make sure we get to this, because they're not just letting people in. Some people don't even have to stand in line, Todd. They could just get on an airplane and fly to New York or Chicago. We talked in the break a little bit. Mayor Adams in New York, Eric Adams, seems upset that Governor Abbott sends buses to New York but says not a peep about the fact that his own party is airmailing in illegals by the plane load. Kind of strange.
Oh, I'm totally appropriating that airmail thing there. Yeah, they're airmailing 300 and almost 400,000 have been authorized for flights. My reporting recently is showing that most of them are initially landing in Florida, in Ron DeSantis' Florida. He did not know about it. He came out and publicly said, they never told me about this. He learned about it from the Center for Immigration Studies, from my report, said it in. But Mayor Adams in New York, who's received just as many through the airmail program, I guess I'm going to call that now, as he has from Greg Abbott's busing program, hasn't said a about it, not a word about it.
Isn't it remarkable, Todd? 320,000 get airmailed into Miami, airdropped right there, right? Boom. That's okay. If the governor of Florida sends 50 illegals to Martha's Vineyard, it's racism. It's white supremacy. It's a terrible thing. 320,000 getting dropped in your city. Oh, that's perfectly normal. 50 go to the fancy playpen of the rich and famous, and that's racism. Can you explain that to me?
It's our partisan divide. If what's good for me is bad for you. It's hypocrisy, and it's. Laid bare at its finest. That's all it is. If the mayor of New York is every day swiping at Republican Governor Abbott for busing some of them to his city, but not a single word about these air flights, not a word. There's an editorial. I had a piece in the New York Post yesterday. Today they've got an editorial about it, about just the sheer hypocrisy of that. And it's partisan. Partisan hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is hypocrisy. You know, and then I see this other headline. Well, while we're in New York, I'm just going to stay there for a moment. Nassau County, the county executive is Bruce Blakeman, right? And he says we need to deputize former police officers, former members of the military, because when we have a problem, we get overrun. We need to, you know, to be able to reach out to people that are previously trained. Now, he's being called a Nazi. Is this Jewish county executive? And one of the main reasons that he's putting people in place to protect his county is all the illegals coming in. I mean, at some point, there is a political price to pay, Todd. Even Democrats know it. Look at how things are playing out. I just looked at the state of Minnesota. It's a two-point race, according to all the polling. It's a 10-point state, and it's a two-point race. This is having an impact politically all over this country, negative for the Democrats. And that's the only chance we have, because if we don't get this stopped, it's an unmitigated disaster again for America, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. And if you look at liberal media outlets like MSNBC, which I do sometimes, I'll just let it run. They're 24/7 wall to wall about abortion, trying to kind of move
conversation
attention to a top.
Yeah,
that works better for them and kind of blunts the polling, which is showing overwhelmingly, consistently that this border crisis, now in its fourth year, is probably the top concern among voters on both sides, especially in these Democratic cities and black constituencies and Latino constituencies, and also immigrant constituencies, immigrants who did it legally, who jumped through all the hoops. They're furious, and they can vote. Those ones are legally able to vote. The illegal immigrants might be able to vote, too, although it would be illegal. Somebody's got to keep an eye on that. But a lot of different Democratic constituencies are very angry about the amount of money and resources that have been diverted to these new border crossers that are showing up, hundreds of thousands being allowed to fly in, crossing illegally, and also being escorted over the land borders.
Yeah, escorted, brought in, welcomed, put into welcome centers. I've seen these big camps in New York City, of course, drone footage, because you can't actually get into these places, not you or I, to actually have a look at what's going on. Todd, how do people stay up to speed with what you're doing? Because you're out there all the time. Do you have a place where they can land real quick?
Yeah, sure. ToddBensman.com. That's my my website. I work for the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org. I do have a newsletter, free newsletter, if anybody wants to sign up on my website. Every time I publish something new, I'm all over the place these days because we're in an election year.
Well, keep the faith, Todd. We appreciate all you're doing. ToddBensman.com, CIS.org, all out there. Stay up to speed with what's happening. Get the newsletter. Todd, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. All right, after the break, another important topic, the World Health Organization, a new pandemic, and Dr. Peter McCullough coming up. I'll be right back. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted. Just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.